This is Earth and Sky. If you were to make a map of the total influence that humans have had on planet Earth, you'd have what some scientists call the human footprint.
Eric Sanderson is with the Wildlife Conservation Society, headquartered at the Bronx Zoo in New York. He was part of a collaborative project to measure the human footprint.
He used data sets representing several major kinds of human influence on our world: human population density, human transformation of the land, human land use, access from roads and waterways, and electrical power and infrastructure. He found that we humans have made our mark. One or more of those factors influences 83% of the land surface on Earth.
When you see on TV, you see wildebeest, or you see, you know, these remarkable displays of fish in the oceans, or big movements of animals in South America, that we need to realize that human beings have responsibility for those creatures. And if we want to have wildlife and wild places in the world and have a rich and beautiful environment for ourselves, then we need to moderate the negative impacts of our influence while enhancing the positive things we can do. And there's a lot of things we can do.
More about the human footprint tomorrow. Thanks today to the U.S. Forest Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, supporting the conservation of native fish, wildlife, plants, and their habitats. We're Block N Bird for Earth and Sky.